Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
All right, Ben, what's up?
What is up, Josiah?
It's day 433 for you.
Yes, sir. We passed a year a while ago, actually.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that means anything. You go up a few days, and it's really only important when you've just started or it's at the very end. Okay, as always, Ben, you're telling me that you're really busy.
Yes,
classes,
sir.
A Mukapa retreat, officer responsibilities. What's going on there? I know you already went on a Mukapa retreat.
Yes, I can't remember if I talked about this beforehand, but we had it's called Mukapa Snow Camp. Basically, it's this big retreat with all other Mukapa branches across the country.
Yes, yeah. You did talk about this.
So the going there and then the coming back and then like the debriefing and stuff afterwards wasn't like an insane amount of work, but it was a significant amount of work. And then there were responsibilities to do once we got back from school, like that coming week. And then Mukapa Assassins just started. So I'm now scared for my life, but also that was a big logistic thing, trying to get figured out and stuff.
Did you plan it?
I helped plan stuff. I helped make the sign-up documents and stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't know the other things because I'm not supposed to know who has who.
Right, so someone else did that.
Yeah, so I did some help, and then there was a moment where I had to sign out of all the Mukapa accounts. I can't see what people are emailing.
So this is a safe place. Can you tell us who you have?
No. By the time this goes live, I'll probably be long dead and buried, and so will they, but no, I cannot.
So we won't be speaking to you again, is what I'm hearing.
Probably not. This is my last podcast, guys.
Yeah, okay. You talk about being a DJ for Resound. That's something new.
Yes. I got to start, well, you know, because you hired me, but I got to start being a DJ at the start of the semester, and that was, I'm going to be honest with you, really scary at first, because I was like, oh, I'm going to be on the radio. People are going to hear me. Oh, no. But it's been really fun. It's been an awesome opportunity. A little nerve-wracking at times when I come into the studio to record, and I'm like, I have maybe two ideas to talk about today, and I have six recorded breaks that I need to do. Wonder what we're going to talk about, God. But it's been awesome. It's been a really cool opportunity. And my mom has been listening to them back home and always sends me a nice text after she hears them, so that's been sweet. But yeah, I've loved it. It's been a little bit of a time constraint just because it's like another thing to do, but compared to last semester, the things that I took on last semester, it does not even come close. So like I've been vibing with it.
Well, I think you're really good at it. So for the hour or two that it might take, I think it's worth it.
Thank you.
Okay. You say that God has been very, very good to you. Two varies. You've strengthened some friends, some friendships. You've made some new friendships. What's that been like?
It's been relieving. I came into this semester with quite a few uncertainties about different things. Friendships, relationships, stuff to figure out. And it was just kind of like, I was so looking forward to coming back and seeing people, but I was also really scared. And the first week or two were a little rough, but God's opened the doors to being able to deepen friendships and also being able to discern what friendships need deepening and what to just leave where they are and see what he'll do with his timing. People to pursue, not romantically pursue, I mean just friendship pursue, who to pursue and who to not. I've unexpectedly made a couple really, really good new friends this last 2 weeks, which has been pretty cool. But yeah, God's been good. I'm as I've said before on this podcast, I'm someone who overthinks a lot, and that's something I'm continually trying to work on. And I've been able to get to a little bit of a better spot this semester so far with that, and I'm really thankful for it.
That's good to hear, because I know that that's something very important to you. The next paragraph you talk about how uncertainty is probably your worst nemesis.
Yes, sir.
But a chapel speaker reminded you to walk by faith and not by sight. And uncertainty requires a lot of faith to get through. Mm. So what has that been like? It's been with academics, with friends.
Well, it was funny because God's timing is really, really funny sometimes. Because I had a really bad night I don't remember how many weeks ago it was. And I wrote out this long poem about uncertainty and how it's the bane of my existence. And then like the very next day, chapel speaker's like, yo, trust God. Don't look at things. Don't try to see it. I'm like, Dang it, that's what I needed to hear. But it's, yeah, it's been good. I'm not perfect by any means with it, and I still have a lot of work to do. But I guess one thing that it's helped me find is it's given me some peace in situations that I haven't had for a long time. I trust God, and I know He'll work things out, but in the moments, I tend to panic, and I tend to let my mind race, and I kind of forget that God's in the picture. So in just these last 2 weeks or so, I've been a lot better at just calming down and giving things over to God. Like, this isn't something I can fix. This isn't something I can control. Like, just yesterday, some stuff went down with some people, and my mind was racing at me, and I just had this moment where I was like, I can't change this. God, you're going to do what you're going to do with it. Help me figure out what your plan is and just to follow it. And, like, that's something I've been wanting to be able to do for a long, long time. And so the more I've spent time with Him this last couple weeks in prayer and in the Word, just, I don't know, strengthening that ability, I guess. And it's been very unexpected, but it's been very, very needed.
For the first time, you also bring up that you have uncertainty about having feelings for people.
Mm-hmm.
Or a person.
Yep. That's not fun.
How long has that been going on?
About 2-3 weeks. Obviously, I'm not going to say their full name and address on this podcast, but yeah, it's been something I never explicitly stated, but it was something I had some struggles with last year, feelings for someone that didn't pan out. It always comes with fear for me, because it's like I said before, I want to be able to know things. I want to control things. If I know what the things are, then I can figure out how to put them in my life. And if it's like something that I don't know, whereas like I'm starting to think, oh shoot, I might want more than a friendship with this person, but I don't know where they're standing. I don't know what they're going to think. Then that kind of like puts me in that panic, moment. But it's been good. I've not been focusing on it too much. I doubt it's a possibility now. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't know. It's in God's hands. But I've just been trying to do differently this year and, like, I don't know, maybe a novel concept, but, like, enjoy it. Enjoy the friendship. Enjoy the feelings. And if they're not going to go anywhere, they're not going to go anywhere. And God's given me them, and I'm just going to do what I can with them and, like, not overthink it, which... really things
that's hard for you.
Yeah, and it sounds really simple, but like it's really not.
I think you said it earlier. I think you know the truth. My encouragement to you would be to focus on the bigger picture, because when you're in this moment concerned about friendships, other relationships, it's like that is what is the most important thing to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because when I get involved in something, that's the most important thing to me at that moment, and I can't see outside of it. The challenge is for us to see the bigger picture, and which you said includes God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard part.
And I know that's something that I struggle with a lot, is it's easy to look at our life and lives and go like, oh, we don't have idols. We're not serving this thing. We're not serving that thing. But like, I know for me, and I'm willing to share, like a big idol for me is people. Like I put people way too high on the pedestal that they should be, to the point where it's like my relationships with people, my standings with people, what people think of me, like all that starts to eclipse God and what God says about me. And that's when I get into really, really bad spots, like I was in last semester with social groups and social anxiety and all this, is because I'm taking a good thing and I'm putting it too high on the list. And so this semester, like I wasn't expecting to develop feelings for someone. And once I did, I was like, this isn't going to go higher on the list than it should be. I'm not going to make that same mistake this time.
Good for you. That's called being self-aware.
Yeah.
And realizing past mistakes, which is all we can do, right? If you don't realize your mistake and you just continue doing it, then you're not growing. So it's hard. Growing pains are hard, but good job, Ben.
Thank you.
All right. This was great. I hope it was helpful for you.
It was a little bit, yeah.
I liked hearing more about this. And we will talk again in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks, Josiah.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman and edited by Nathan Freeman. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.